It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hey, Orly, it's snowing pretty good out there, don't you know? Oh, yeah. Pretty slippery. You better take it easy out there. And welcome to the Mike Wills Podcast for February, whatever the hell this is. Oh, 5th? I think it's the 5th. Or is it the 6th? I don't know. It's the 5th. I don't want to say it's a long day, but it's been a day. So, yeah, we got some snow again. In fact, I haven't really truly looked at radar, so I'm not going to say that it's done, but it's getting close to being done. It kind of looks like, based on my quick, as I was closing the radar at work, trying to see what the status was. And, you know, depending upon where you look and who you look at, thanks. We were supposed to start out that we're supposed to have 3 to 4 inches of snow. Then they dropped it down to 2 to 3 inches of snow. Then I looked at it last night. It's like, well, it doesn't look like we're going to get anything. So I was predicting a dusting to an inch of snow. And based on how long it's been snowing, we have to have at least close to 2 inches of snow already. So I don't really truly know what the actual measurements are right now. But it's definitely snowing, and we definitely have quite a bit. And I'm sure it is slippery, although I'm not going to test that theory with all the cars around me right now. Tip to the wise. If you're going to have fun in snow, make sure there's nobody around to do any damage to anything. At least that's my goal anyway. You got to have a little fun in the snow. I mean, seriously. I mean, what's more fun than fishtailing in the snow, as long as A, you can keep it under control, and B, there's no one around to damage anything. That's kind of requirements with that. And no, I'm not even sure what lane I'm in. And then the other fun is figuring out what the hell lane you're in. As I'm sure anyone who lives up in the northern half of the United States is all too familiar with. And see, so what was the order of events? Sunday we had ice, and then it got cold, so we couldn't even get the ice off the roads. Then we turn around and we get snow. This is much smaller. This is not too bad. Like I said, maybe an inch or two. I'm not sure we're going to get much more than 2 inches. But then again, I don't have unplowed roads I'm driving on to really truly determine that. And then we have Wednesday night, Thursday, somewhere in that range. Last scene, it was like 3 to 4. At one time, they've seen it up to 4 to 6 inches of snow. And then I have heard, but I haven't really dived into that either, of even a third storm over the weekend, getting us even more snow. Last night, over the next 10 days, my favorite weather app, Windy, was saying that we will be getting up to 10 inches of snow. Obviously, things change. But yeah, the snow is coming, and we are definitely getting hit now, finally. After a dry December, there's no doubt that we are getting snow now. And to top it all off, as I'm understanding it, the cold is coming back next week. And in Minnesota, average temperatures, I did take a look. Average temperatures for Minnesota, the beginning of February is around 25 degrees for a high, and 35 degrees for a high at the end of the month. I think they're talking about below zero temperatures again. And Jay Langes, or sorry, I can't remember how to pronounce your last name. I know you get a lot colder weather. We're not designed for that. The other thing I found kind of funny, actually, is I seen a story today based on from the last cold streak. All these people who have all these electric cars, well, they didn't survive the frozen tundra very well. I guess owners were found they had dead batteries when they tried to drive their cars in the 20 below temperatures. And in the back of my mind, I was thinking about that for quite a while, especially with Tesla. And I'm not going to say the northern car companies like Chevy, Ford, and so on should have been better or should have known better. But I was wondering, especially the California company, how are they testing for cold? It's easy to test for snow. It's easy to test for heat. It's the frigid cold, the stuff that gets through your bones, that's the problem. And that is the true test of any battery, is if it will start after sitting around for 4 hours, 8 hours, overnight. So, yeah, that's that I found a little funny this morning when I seen that. And my asthma's a little worse because of the cold too, which does not help at all either. Well, the road's not too bad here. It's always a gamble on some of these roads if you're going to have decent semi-plowed roads or not. I am going four-wheel drive total because it's slippery. And I like the traction. Yeah, so that's me bitching about cold and snow and everything. We'll have to see what comes out of this on the other end, I guess. Hopefully, at least we don't come out of a drought in spring, ultimately. And we don't have a late spring like... Well, we didn't have a spring last year, really. In other news, I got a new Fitbit Versa. I've been kind of playing with that. I don't remember if I said that last year or whenever I happened to get it. I had an Android smartwatch for a while, a Tick Watch E, I think it was. And at first I really liked it. Battery life's kind of questionable. But I generally got through the day and was like, well, this, I like it. It got me more notifications and so on. Kind of the fun gimmick was the ability to bring up radar. Although, honestly, that was very not usable. And it could have been due to the speed of the device, not necessarily just software. But as I started using more and more, I'm like, I'm at 50% and it's noon. I'm at 40% and it's noon. This is not a device that's going to last me all day. Eventually, I got sick of it, trying to charge it at lunch while I'm at eating lunch and then wearing it again the rest of the day. And sometimes charging when I get home because I have stuff going on in the evening and I'm still at like 40%. So I stopped worrying eventually, put on my old Fitbit. But then I started researching the Fitbit Versa and decided to get one. Obviously, it doesn't have all the apps that like an Android or Apple would have. But I don't wear it for the apps per se. I want the standard exercise type stuff. B, it'd be nice to have sleep type stuff. Not because I need it, but because it's fun analytics. So, you know, geeks like analytics. And then I wanted my notifications. I wanted to make sure I could get my most relevant notifications so that I could quickly glance if something came up. This fulfills that need. I wore it for 3 solid days without charging, and I got it down to approximately the 25% range. And I'm perfectly happy with that. I'm going, it doesn't quite fully charge while I'm getting ready in the morning, but I also don't leave it on there forever either. So I think overall I'm happy with the device. It has worked great for me. And in fact, my wife just got one as well. So now we are a Versa family, I guess. It's too bad. I don't think there's anything you can do between them like you could like an Apple Watch where you can do the heart rate and all that weird shit. But, hey, it's... I'm liking it so far. So that's kind of sort of my review. And we got snow on the way. I'm going to stop right here. So I'm going to wrap it up here, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.